service have been truly from their innermost part of their heart and their life. They are worshiping Jesus. Amen. Because we know who He is. He's worthy. Praise the Lord. And then further in this example of these wise men, they opened their gifts. They presented treasures, gold, frankincense, myrrh. You've heard that. It's a part of this Christmas story. Amen. But they were wise men seeking God. And wise men still seek Him.
Right.
Wise men still worship Him.
Right.
Wise men still bring their gift. Amen. And I want to do the same. Would you love Him with me? Lord, I love You. I thank You. We are asking God Your blessing. Just as the example in Scripture, Lord, as the wise men are, Lord, help us, God, to seek after You. Lord, to follow, Lord, that which will bring us closer to You, Lord, and to open and give gifts, Lord, unto You in Your house to sustain Your work and to do Your will. Help us, God, to serve You in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. If you've got a gift and like to give, come and bring your gift to the Lord.
Treat tonight. Amen. Brother Andre Fenty is going to come and teach the word, preach the word to us. Amen. I just want to say that it's good to see you, Brother Joe. And there's a guest here with Sister Carmen. It's good to see you, young lady.
Amen.
Amen. It's great to have our guests in the house of the Lord. Brother Andre, come on.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to speak to you tonight and to church tonight. I just want to bring something to you tonight briefly. I won't keep you long, but it was something that God laid on my heart about our heart. And if you... It's all right. Thank you, Jesus. It is cold out, but thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Ghost, the fire of the Holy Ghost, which keeps us warm. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Turn in your Bible, if you would, to Ezekiel chapter 36, verse number 26. That's Ezekiel 36, 26. And it reads, a new heart also I will give you, will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. It's a promise from God about our heart. And 1 Samuel, if you will, 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24, it says, only fear the Lord and serve Him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things He hath done for you. And then finally, in Matthew 22, verse 37, Jesus said unto him, when Jesus was asked, what's the greatest commandment? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. It's Matthew 22:37. My topic for tonight is with all my heart. Would you pray with me, please? Lord Jesus, we love you, we thank you, and we praise your name. We thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you for the new heart that you've given us. We thank you, Jesus, that you've given us a heart to worship, a heart to serve, and a heart that loves you. Lord, we ask you, oh Lord Jesus, to touch us tonight. Have your hand upon me, Jesus. Put words in my mouth, oh Lord, that someone may be touched, oh Lord Jesus, in their heart and know what it means to stand before you with a full heart, to stand before you, worship you, oh Lord, with all their heart, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You may be seated. The heart is mentioned in scriptures many times. Many times. God wanted his people to serve him, to love him with their whole heart. Deuteronomy, oh my goodness, Moses' farewell address, if you will, God, Moses is constantly telling him, serve him with all your heart. Love him with all your heart. But what is that like? What does that look like, all your heart? Does anybody ever remember the first time they heard the word heart used other than that part of our body that pumps blood, that muscle? Do you remember that? Maybe it was Valentine's Day. For me, it was when someone told me that one of my friends had a big heart. I had the pleasure of going to school with my good friend of mine, Michael Smith. He was short in stature, but he loved football. He loved football, basketball, whatever. He was a great athlete, but he was small. And when we got to high school, junior high school actually, the coach would not let him play. The coach didn't want to be bothered with him. Stanley, you're going to get hurt, and your mother's going to complain to me, and I don't want to hear it. He just, go home. But Mike has such heart. He just wanted to play football. Mike one day tackled the biggest guy on the team, took him down. Mike got the ball once, and nobody could tackle him. He became one of the first junior classmen to play on the varsity team. And it was later said, Michael had heart. He was an exception. He was the only person his age on the football team. He was an exception because he had heart. He wasn't afraid. That was the first story I had of knowing about what heart is, having heart, other than just the heart in our body. Michael later became our class president. He had graduating class of 1980. I know I'm dating. but the Lord looks at the heart. If you remember in scripture when God told Samuel to go anoint a king for Israel, the second king after Saul, and he went to the little small place in Bethlehem, the house of Jesse. And Jesse had a few sons, and Samuel automatically thought it's the big one, it's the oldest one. And God corrected him. In 1 Samuel 16:7, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stance. And he was talking about, he's talking about is Eliab, Jesse's oldest son. Because I have rejected him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. It is very important that to God, our heart, where he looks at, that he examines, that he is in touch with, that It's the heart of a man, the heart of a person that tells who he is. And that's who he picked for his king. It is said that David was a man after God's own heart. In another scripture in Jeremiah, the Lord searches, Jeremiah 17:10 says, I, the Lord, searches the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. It's by your heart that God looks at. I meet so many people that say, well, God knows my heart. God knows my heart. And one of the things I want to do tonight is to help us to understand our heart so that we may always have a heart of worship, maybe to stir you up, to know what it is to serve God with our whole heart and what he means when he says to love him with all our heart. Amen? Psalms 26:2, David prayed, examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. Yes. David wanted God to look at his heart. David wanted God to examine my heart. It's like, can you picture yourself going into the doctor's office and say, check my heart, please, doctor. Check my heart, please. I need to know how my heart is doing. But really, good doctors always check your heart. Even if you go in there for a cold, they're going to check your heart. But David wanted his character tested by God. David wanted, if his heart wasn't right with God, David wanted to know that from God. Okay, is that your prayer? Is that how we want to pray? Anybody want to pray with me for God to examine our heart? Amen. To praise him with our whole heart. Amen. David prayed often. David had many prayers like that. He says, search me, O God, and know my heart. So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom, he said once. I have hidden thy word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And in Psalm 51, that famous verse, he said, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Amen. Anybody want a clean heart? Want a heart that is right before God? Anybody? Amen. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Psalms 19. Many times, Dave, with the theme of with all my heart, if you ever get a chance to read Psalms 119, it's one of the longest chapters in Psalms, but about getting David having a communion with God, having just an intimate crying out to God. And in many verses in that chapter, you'll see how he cries out to God. For instance, Psalm 119, verse 2, blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with their whole heart. Verse 10 in Psalms 119. With my whole heart I have sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Verse 34. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Throughout Psalms 119, you'll notice he talks about God's law, his testimonies, his precepts, his ordinances, his statutes, his word, his promises. On that note, please read your Bibles. Please read your Bibles. Part of serving God with a whole heart is knowing his word, is studying his word, throwing yourself into his word. There's a lot of information and a lot of things we could be doing, but his word, understanding who he is and what our Father expects of us and what he expects of our hearts. Amen? Amen. The proud have, David said in verse 69 or 658, I entreat thy favor with all my heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. Verse 69, the proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. That reminds, That reminds me of Jesus. Many people know the story of Jesus, but I want to bring your attention to the three G's. The Garden of Gethsemane, where he often went to pray. Then there was Golgotha, where he was actually crucified. But then between there was another G, Gabbatha. That's where the people, his own people, accused him, saying, "Away with him, away with him. We have no king but Caesar." That's when they had the false testimonies against him. They lied. But with his whole heart, he stuck to God's word. With his whole heart, he went through it for you and me. Amen?
Amen.
Even though they were lying on him, he didn't get bitter, he got better. Amen? Amen. Aren't you glad we have a Lord who won't succumb to bitterness when he's lied on? Aren't you glad we have a Lord who didn't get resentful when he was falsely accused? Amen?
Amen.
We have a Lord who went through it for us. Amen. He had a heart to serve as our supreme example. I believe he came so that he would teach us how to serve. He would teach us how to worship wholeheartedly, to obey wholeheartedly, to love wholeheartedly. He exemplified that in everything he did. Amen?
Amen.
Now I'm going to go into my public service announcement. We have as I mentioned before, we have a physical heart that we need to take care of. Now, I am not a cardiologist. I haven't given echograms, but I am 60. And my doctor has to check my heart all the time. I know what it means to have a pain in my chest somewhere. And the American Heart Association, American Medical Society, they have many advertisements and many warnings against heart disease, which happens to be the number one cause of death in America. It reaches across all races. It includes men and women. If it's not number one, it's the second leading cause of death. And they often give advice on how to prevent heart disease. And we would do well to listen to those. But one of the things I notice is that those things we can do to physically protect our heart, there's a scriptural reference also to protect our spiritualness. Amen?
Sure.
I just want to read a few before I get to one, and it is very necessary that we guard our heart. In Proverbs 4, verse 23, it says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." And if you remember, if those of you remember in the New Testament, Ephesians, it talks about the whole armor of God, that breastplate of righteousness, that's the breastplate that protects our hearts, our heart. Well, the American Heart Association, they say, don't smoke. Don't smoke. Smoking, many people with heart disease are people who smoke. They inhale and they exhale. Be careful what you take in. What you take in and what you repeat. Be careful about that. Have you ever heard somebody talking and says, "Well, they said something that I can't repeat right here. They said words that I don't want to repeat. They said something I don't want to say here." That's a person who's guarding their heart. You don't want it just because you heard it, just because you saw it, you don't need to repeat it. Really, you have just allowed something to go through your system to your heart. Please guard your heart. Two, another one says, get moving. Aim at least 30 to 60 minutes of activity daily. He wants us to exercise or train in some way. I remember a pastor once preached on get to the house of the Lord. Amen? A lot of jumping, shouting, singing. clapping. Amen. Amen. There's no greater activity than worshiping God. Seeking him with your whole heart. Our fellowship. Being with those with like precious faith. It will get you moving. Being in the presence of God. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. The NIV version says for training in righteousness. The activity, that is work. Number three, for protecting your heart against heart disease physically, the American Heart Association says, eat a healthy diet. Yeah. Again, it kind of goes back to be careful what you take in. But as newborn babes, God wants us to long for the pure spiritual milk and the living water that he provided for us. Amen? Maintain a healthy weight. You know who you are. That's all I can say. But maintain a healthy weight. Basically, the principle behind that is the more you weigh, the harder your heart has to pump to move that weight around. All right? If you can, maintain a healthy weight. Your doctor knows the number for you. They go by something they call a body mass index, but they want you to be at a healthy weight so your heart doesn't have to work as hard, right? Spiritually, get rid of the excess baggage. Let some things go. Forgive, love. Don't hold on to resentment, all right? In other words, repent. And leave it at the altar. There you go. Amen. Forgive one another as he is who forgives us. Amen?
Amen.
Get good quality sleep. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. One of the best ways that we manage stress is that we rely on God's promises. We allow his peace, which surpasses all understanding, to take care of us, to help us through those stressful situations. If we're gonna live in this life, we need his peace, especially in these times now. Would you pray with me on that? Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus, that you are the Prince of Peace. Lord, that you said you would never leave us nor forsake us. God, we ask you just to be with us, oh Lord Jesus, in the day and the night. Guard our sleep, oh Lord Jesus. Watch over us. Watch over us on our jobs, in our home, at the marketplace, oh Lord Jesus, as you always have, that we may enjoy the peace, oh Lord, that only you can give. Not as the world gives peace, but as you can give, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for this peace in these trying times. In the name of Jesus. Manage stress. Number five, do not be anxious about anything, but through prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God. Pastor Greeley has a shirt that says ASAP, A-S-A-P. Always stop and pray. Amen? You always stop and pray. You can be managing some stress. You are very on your way to a healthy heart. And finally, get regular health screenings. See your doctor regularly. Because like I said, the doctor, he's going to check your heart, whether or not you go in for a cold. That stethoscope, he's going to put it right there. They want to know the condition of your heart and let you know how your heart is doing. It is always healthy to be in the presence of the Lord. Remember, he always looks at the heart. Like a good physician. I think that's where doctors got it from, actually. Because God is always searching our heart. Amen? My doctor always checks my heart. And also, for where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst of them. Again, our heart is laid open before him. All right? And rightly so. God created my heart. God searches my heart. God knows my heart. God can replace our heart. Amen? And God fills our hearts. In Romans 5, it says, Romans 5:5, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which he has given us. Amen? That's the new heart he was talking about. You know how Nicodemus came to Jesus and said, well, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his womb? Remember when in my opening scripture where Ezekiel prophesied, and well, God spoke through Ezekiel saying, a new heart I will give you and a new spirit I will put within you. Keep in mind that was long before open heart surgery. About God was talking about getting a new heart, giving us a new heart, amen, and a new spirit. This is that, the Holy Ghost. And our sign back here says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the remission of sins, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That gift of the Holy Ghost. This is that new heart he was talking about. This is the all of your heart that Moses was talking about in Deuteronomy. This is that the prophet Jeremiah was talking about getting a new heart. This is that which Ezekiel meant. Amen? This is what Samuel was talking about when he pointed out when he said, the Lord looketh at the heart. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and I will walk in thy truth. David said, unite my heart to fear thy name. This is Psalms 86:11. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Help me to get it together and live one life. Help me to do it one way. That my heart is the same with you here on Sunday. That my heart is the same with you here on Wednesday night. My heart is the same with you at home. My heart is with you. My heart is whole. David knew. David knew that sometimes our interests can be divided. So he asked God again, one more time, Lord, deal with my heart. Deal with my heart. Unite my heart to fear thy name, that every part of my being fears you. Every part of my being loves you. Every part of my being praises you. Hallelujah. In Psalm 66:18, he says, if I regarded iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not hear me. That's basically what a whole heart does not look like. Careful what we allow in our heart. Careful. Guard your heart. Ezekiel 18:31. And I'm going to be closing here soon. Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? That's the New King James Version. Get yourself a new heart. Get yourself a new heart. This is long before open heart surgery was available, long before a donor list, an organ donor card existed. But he came. He came that we might have a new heart. Amen? He came. He came in the form of a servant that we might have a new spirit in him. Amen? Your whole heart today is when you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Another one that it does not look like is Revelation 3:15-16, where he talks to the church of Laodicea. I know your works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of thy mouth, out of my mouth. God wants us to be all in. Please be all in and on fire for him.
Amen.
And in Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your mind through Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
The peace of God. We want that. You want that. To have a healthy heart, you want the peace of God. Only a healthy heart can serve God with all their heart. Amen?
Amen.
But sometimes we may feel that we don't know what that is, or we don't have a healthy heart. Well, what if, Brother Andre, I don't have a healthy heart right now? Or if my heart condemns me, or I feel bad, how can I serve God now or love God now with all my heart? Jesus answers that in 1 John chapter 3, verse 20. For if our heart condemns us, know then that God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things.
Amen.
God is greater than your heart.
Right.
He created your heart. He looks at your heart. And he came that we might have a heart, and he's given us the Holy Ghost that we might have a healthy heart. Love him. Trust him. Praise him with all your heart. Amen. I like that song that says, every day I awaken my praise and pour out a song from my heart that you are good. You are good. You are good. And your mercy is forever. You are good. You are good, you are good, and your mercy is forever. Somebody with a heart for God wrote that song. Somebody with a full whole heart sang that song. Somebody with a whole heart praises his name from their heart. Hallelujah. Would you praise him with me? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this great salvation. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for paying the price for us. Thank you for coming, O Lord Jesus, for us, O Lord Jesus, that we may serve you with the whole heart, that we may live for you, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
Man, it's hard to hear a message like that and not want to respond. And so I don't think we should leave without responding. We need to respond to the word of the Lord. And I saw as we were praying earlier, and I know that God wants to do something here tonight, because I saw as we were praying, there was individuals coming up and kneeling at the altar, and that is totally appropriate. We hear a message like this, we need to get our heart right before the Lord. Amen. We need to take the time to respond to what God is saying tonight, that he wants our hearts to serve. He wants us to serve him single-heartedly. Amen. That there are some things that will try to pull you down, pull you away, detract you, amen, from the things of God. But there's a time right now that we can come to him, and we could say, my heart's committed to you, Lord. My mind is committed to you. I want to serve you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Why don't we do that right now? Can we come together as we sing and as we worship? Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. I'm asking you to come. I'm asking you to come. Please. Let's respond to the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I love you, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Somebody needs to touch God right now. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever it takes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. With my whole heart, God.
Every secret part.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, it's my heart's cry to worship you. I thank you. I love you. I praise you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Now, if that was a message, a heart checkup, that was an EKG, Brother Andre. Amen. They checked your, whether you have a sinus rhythm or arrhythmia. Amen. Tell you, it's called, is it sinus? Sinus or sinus? Yes, yeah, sinus is a normal. Arrhythmia is not normal. Praise the Lord. But if your heart wasn't beating right for God, amen, you get the word of the Lord, checking up on it, making sure. Amen. It's a good time to commit. It's right there before the new year. Let's make this a commitment going forward that God's going to bring us to another level next year. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. Let's just pray right now in dismissal. Jesus, thank you, God. Lord, for another opportunity to hear your word, God. Truly, Lord Jesus, you've spoken to us tonight, God. Lord, your word has found its place in my heart, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for it. We bless you. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, God, for being here with us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. We do have that fellowship night at 6 o'clock on Friday. Ooh. Say Saturday. People show up on Saturday. Friday night, 6 o'clock. If you could, some of the men, if you could just jump back there real quick and set up some tables for me, probably 6 tables. Be quick. Set them all up. I think they might still be having a class, so just keep an eye on that. Amen. But set up some tables so we don't have to do it in chairs, so we don't have to do it when we get here on Friday. And then, of course, Sunday morning service at 11. Be here early to pray. Amen. It's the first day of the new year. Be here early to pray. Amen. Especially if you're involved in ministry, be here way early to pray. Amen. We're going to do what we did last year with the prayer. We have the 30 days of prayer, and there's a theme for each week, and we're going to be leading prayer in the sanctuary on those days, just like we did last year. It really was cool last year, and so we're going to do that again. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. People walk in and say, they're praying in this church. That's a good thing. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.